The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Listener says, I'm a hairdresser, totally booked up till Christmas Eve. My fear is that people will show up even if unwell or supposed to be isolating because they know they won't get another appointment. I can be very close to a client for up to an hour. We all know the schools, the pantomimes, that was what Stephen Donnelly said yesterday. No children going to the pantomimes. Adults can go without them, as if they will. But Dan Begley, this has had a major impact for you, this crackdown on children's activities, hasn't it, for your Jump Zone business. Tell us about that, please.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, since last Thursday, since Minister Norma Foley and Enfield came out and advised against children's parties, we have three activity and adventure parks in Jump Zone in Liffey Valley, Sandyford and Santry. We received approximately 200 cancellations within the first 48 hours and have just received cancellation after cancellation since then, with obviously not too many new bookings either, so literally our business has been decimated by their somewhat, I would view, uncalled for comments about children's parties.
And do you feel that you could provide a safe facility for children's parties?
We do. We have been. Over the last 21 months, we're closed for about 12 months. We've been open for about 9. Our facilities, I'm not sure if you're familiar with them, but
I have.
You've been up there. They range from about up to 35,000 square feet in size. We've limited our capacity hugely. Per hour, we could take up to 200 at certain times. We've kept some of the capacities to 80, 85, 90. You're talking about 350 square foot on average per person that we can allow for any of our participants. So with the measures we have in place, they have proved to be a relatively safe place.
And are you going to get financial support from the government as a result of this reduction in your business because of a government statement?
The honest answer is that I don't know at the moment. The government have been supportive, we can't deny that, in previous times, since March 2020. They have been very supportive. But I just feel that they're doing everything to avoid a full lockdown. And because they know if they go to full lockdown, that, they're going to have to provide support for businesses like ours. So I'm not overly encouraged by what I've heard so far. Plus, in addition to not receiving the support, we've obviously had to pay out our rents, won't stop. Again, landlords, they'll be reluctant to do anything for us. Insurance, we've paid out our insurance for the next X amount of months. This runs into six-figure sums. Likewise with our rents, between the three places, you're talking about a rent bill of 400,000 plus per year, and that won't go away whether we're basically in lockdown as such at the moment for Jump Zone.
Oh, best wishes to you, Dan Begley from Jump Zone. Thank you for joining us. Jean McCabe is with us as well from the Willow Clothes Shop in Ennis in County Clare. She's also Deputy Chair of Retail Excellence Ireland. Jean, somebody said to me over the weekend, and something I hadn't thought of, but that the cancellation of Christmas parties and the like is bad news for the clothes shops of the country. Why would it be?
Yeah, we've definitely seen a retraction in spend on the occasion wear and kind of party wear scene. So we've seen customers return items that they bought for the Christmas party that are no longer going ahead. And that's all having an impact on retail sales for the likes of ourselves or in the fashion industry. But in general, I think since there has been an increase in cases and there's been a bit more of I suppose, scaremongering around the situation with COVID, we have definitely seen a reduction in footfall around town and city centres, especially in the likes of Dublin and larger cities where you have employees who are no longer working in their offices and back working from home. So that's all having an impact on retail sales at the moment.
But hold on, if it's returning an item, I mean, do you have to take it back and give them their money back if the item isn't faulty?
You technically you don't. we do for our online sales. So people that return them, they would get a full refund. And in store, we'd offer a gift card or credit. So every store varies, but most online retailers would all give a refund for a purchase made online.
Okay. Are people not confident enough that to keep the clothes or to go and buy clothes, that even if they don't have something to go to this Christmas, they'll get a chance to give them a bit of a whirl next year?
I'm guessing you're not too familiar with the fact that we get bored of our clothes and our wardrobe pretty quickly.
Maybe I'm saying that slightly tongue-in-cheek, Jean. Okay, but how do you think, what should the government be doing, do you think, for you for the remainder of this year? Or can they do anything for you, given the uncertainties in relation to COVID and their desire not to have a full lockdown?
Yeah, I guess the EWSS is still there and it's ongoing until April. So that's available for businesses if you're trading under 30%. It's no good to anyone trading under 25% when that still has a significant impact on your business. So it is going to be a challenging Christmas, I think, for retailers. You know, the season will really kick off in the next week or so. So it'll be interesting to see. But there's definitely been a softening over the last 2 weeks. We've seen it here ourselves in store, and you can just feel it within the town centre that it's just a little bit quieter than usual at this time of year. I think also, though, the fact that there was a lot of talk in the media about stock shortages there back in September, and there was, you know, probably a lot of people doing their Christmas shopping then, because that month was actually really, really strong when it comes to retail sales. So that also is probably having an impact on that earlier footfall as we build into December.
Okay, thank you very much, Jean McCabe from Willow in Ennis and County Clare and Deputy Chair of Retail Excellence Ireland, for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.